You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. And another opportunity to find out what's going on here downtown Wausau, just down the road at the Marathon County Public Library. And very happy to welcome back into studio Robin Vargas. Robin, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, let's jump into it because we are in the middle of summertime.
Yes.
And I know you've been very busy over at the library, haven't had a chance to talk to you in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as we're pretty much right in the middle of summer, what's happening at the library? Because I know it's a very busy time of year.
Yeah, for sure. So we've got all sorts of events coming up. We've got stuff for kids, adults, teens, everyone in between, all sorts of fun stuff for all ages. So performers. Coming up next week, we've got a couple really fun ones. We have Miller and Mike's Comedy Juggling Show. That's coming up on July 22nd. They're going to be at Edgar at Oak Street Park at 10:30 a.m. and then at our Hatley branch at 1:30 p.m. They've been to a couple other locations in the past few weeks and just been really fun. Lots of energy, you know, lots of tricks and juggling and all sorts of things that I could never attempt to do, but so much fun for the kids and they've just been loving it. So we're excited to have those. And then also next week, another performer that's coming back. We had him here last summer and it was a ton of fun. We have The Magic of Isaiah. And so that's going to be at Marathon Elementary on Thursday, July 24th at 10 a.m. and then at George Street Park in Rothschild at 1:30 p.m. Another chance to catch some magic shows.
Fantastic. It's always great to have these programs for the kids. And I just think, especially this time of year, we kind of touched on it. It is great just to make sure that they stay active, because it can be so easy just to be down, you know, hang out at home and be on, you know, the video games and whatever. To have these kind of events, I think it's very special.
Yeah, for sure. And it's just, and some of them are at the libraries, but we really do try and have them outside as much as we can. You know, you're out at Oak Street Park for the show and then might as well hang out by the park after, go for a walk by the river. And so take advantage of those opportunities.
And especially in this area of the world, take advantage of all those outdoor activities, especially.
Absolutely.
But again, those are a couple of great activities for the kids. I don't know if there's more kids activities, or as you said, there's activities for others as well.
Yeah, all ages. So out at the branches this week, we've got some week-long crafts happening. So out at Athens, they have a pressed flower lanterns. That one is for all ages. For kids, they've kind of got like a milk carton version, and then adults have a nice glass jar version. So that's anytime the branch is open, folks can step out and do that. In Edgar, they've got a paper bead craft, kind of taking some old paper and recycling it into some paper beads and making some fun crafts out of that. Stop out all week. And then out in Spencer, they've got a paper snail craft that they're doing. So that's pretty cute. Yeah.
Paper snail craft?
Yeah. They take colored paper and then you like roll it and quill it and it makes these fun coil shapes. And yeah, just kind of something out of the box a little bit.
Well, there's never a lack of imagination when it comes to the programming at the library.
Yeah, we try and use it all up. See what we got going on in our brains and bring it on out.
Again, we're talking to Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library here on 98.9 UXCO. One thing that always jumps out is you got this long list and right here in front of you. We're just scratching the surface in terms of some of the activities, aren't we?
We kind of are. Yeah. We're maybe a fourth of the way through.
So what else will we be focusing on?
Yeah. So later on this week, on Thursday evening out at Rothschild, we have Read to a Therapy Dog. That's at 5:30. That one's always popular, always super fun. Get to cuddle with a dog and give it some pets while you read a book. Nothing better than that. And then Thursday evening in Mosinee, they've got an evening yoga class. Hmm. So that's free. Come on down for teens and adults. That's at 5:30. So after work, need a chance to unwind, come on down, do some yoga in Mosinee. We've got a couple Lego block parties happening for kids this week. So you can stop out in Wausau on Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock, Marathon City on Friday at 1 to 3, and then in Hatley Saturday morning from 11 to 1. So lots of Lego building opportunities this week.
You mentioned the word free as well, and that's one thing that I think people need to realize, that, hey, this is for everybody. They don't have to worry about, you know, maybe some additional costs where you're trying to, you know, keep a close eye on the budget. So much of what you do at the library is free.
Yeah, all of what we do, all of our programs are free. If the library is putting it on, it is a free program, and we are just so proud to offer that to our community. And And it is important that folks know that. Like, there aren't a lot of free opportunities out there these days where you can just show up and do something, and you don't need a library card. Obviously, we would love it if folks had one, but you can just show up. Like, there's no barriers. We just want you to come and attend and have a good time and maybe check out the library afterward. But yeah, free. Awesome.
Before we continue in a few other programs, you mentioned the library card aspect. I don't think we've talked about that. Mm-hmm. For folks that, you know, sometimes it's one of those simple things, it's almost like you're afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Like, you should, people that I should know how to, but I'm not really sure mm-hmm. what I should do. Say there's somebody out there tuned in right now and they think, well, I'd like to get that library card, take that first step and be able to, you know, check out the materials at the library, be involved in some of these programs. What should they do?
Yeah, super easy. Come on down to any of our 9 locations. Fill out an application, show us a photo ID, whether that be a driver's license or other state ID of some other sort. And as long as it has your current address on it, or you can show us proof of current address, that's all we need. Mm. And you can get signed up and you can check out 100 books that day. Be on your way. That's the limit, 100 books.
Well, bring
some
of
our other items are
bring
different.
Bring away again then, though.
You but know? Yeah, that's really all it takes. It's really not a whole lot of time. It's like a, you know, 1-page application. You fill out your basic info and that's all we need. And then you get your card that same day and you're on your way. We do have an application on our website as well. Oh. So folks can fill that out and then just stop in and we'll get your card and do it that way. So if you want it even a little bit quicker than that, but yeah, super easy. So come on in. If you don't have a library card yet, stop on in any of our locations. We'd love to get you signed up.
Absolutely. And I know there's still a few other activities you want to make sure we mention before we wrap up.
Yeah, a couple other. We've got some fun things happening in Wausau this week. So later on this afternoon, we have Upcycled Fashion for Teens. That's at 1:30. So bring an old clothing item to kind of bring some new life to. We've also have a community game night happening tonight at Wausau from 5 to 7, playing some modern board games. That one's always been pretty fun. And then a couple D&D events. We've got a teen D&D club this Thursday at 2:30 p.m. And then for adults, we're having another Gather Your Party session.
Now the sad part.
Yes.
This is our final conversation because you're moving on.
I sure am.
Bigger and better things. It's been a joy having you come in every other week to talk about what's going on.
Thank you so much for having me and having me talk about the library and being able to share the library with your listeners. It's been a blast for me, and thank you so much. The library appreciates it. And
well, wonderful to have you, and best of luck in all of your future endeavors.
Thank you so much.
Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library. More coming up on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. The time is 7:52. Currently another mild start here in north central Wisconsin. Cloudy conditions. Temperature stands at 72 degrees. Another muggy start as well. Relative humidity of 84%. And in fact, it's calm out there. So all this thick air is not really moving around a whole bunch. Right now it may be dry, but it's expected to not stay this way. In fact, right now, again, there's no real rain or precipitation going on throughout central Wisconsin. The wet weather is moving from eastern Minnesota into western Wisconsin, and it's expected that we will be getting some showers and thunderstorms likely later this afternoon. And in fact, we could get some significant rainfall between 1/2 and 3/4 of an inch possible. So we'll keep an eye on that as the showers and thunderstorms will continue into this evening as well. So again, keep it right here on 98.9 WXCO as we will continue to keep you up to speed on the weather. I'll be keeping an eye on the weather because once again tonight, we are scheduled for American Legion softball. The Wausau Post 10 American Legion softball team taking on Merrill up in Merrill. Scheduled to be on the air at 6:20 for the pregame show and 6:30 for the first pitch right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I'd like to say good morning as well to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Last night, I had a broadcast as well with Wausau taking on Marshfield, a game that Marshfield defeated Wausau 14-9. But the real winner, and I think for folks here in the Wausau area and in Wisconsin generally, the real winner last night were the Mosquitoes. Man, oh man, I got to tell you, I'm surprised there's anything left of me because it was as bad as I can recall in a long time. And I think a lot of it is that we've had plenty of rain during this summer. It's not been a drought summer by any means.
No, it has not.
It was a thick evening as well. But boy, the bugs came out and they were just going and going and going. And I'm looking out there as well. I'm swatting them away the entire time while I'm doing the broadcast. I'm looking out there as well, watching the players swatting at them as well. It was just thick. It was thick in terms of the air. It was thick in terms of the mosquitoes as well. And I think I learned a lesson. My insect repellent was sitting back at home. But I did have a good Samaritan come by late in the game saying that apparently somebody was tuned in and they had some repellent and they were able to share a little with me. So,
well, that was nice of them.
Yes, absolutely. But I've been going out to Sunnyvale Softball Complex for more than 40 years. Back when I was a kid, my dad would play in the softball league at Sunnyvale. So every week I'd go out with my dad and be out at Sunnyvale. And it's always been a place that's had mosquitoes. But I was reminded of that fact last night. It was amazing. So I guess my piece of advice for anybody with the outdoor activities around here, especially right now, be aware. Those mosquitoes are going to come and get you.
Yep. Always bring the bug spray, whether it's humid or not. Better to be safe than sorry, especially when it comes to the mosquitoes in the summertime,
and
they can be very annoying.
Yes, they can. And also, just last couple of nights, the warm and humid weather, it's not been great sleeping weather at all here in north central Wisconsin.
No, it has not, because it just makes you feel restless, and then you're tossing and turning and you don't really get a lot of sleep. So
the good news is that it is going to be much cooler coming up tonight and then tomorrow as well. Tonight, in fact, once these storms go through later in the afternoon and into the evening, we are going to see our low temperatures take a real dip. And tonight, the low temperature here in the Wausau area expected to be around 54 degrees. And then tomorrow night, the low temperature around 50. So the sleeping weather will be much improved in terms of the next couple of nights. Because I noticed myself.
It should be nicer for sitting out side as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly right. But it's just been thick. And everywhere I went yesterday, I stopped at a couple of different places. I stopped at a convenience store on my way over to the game yesterday. And the person behind the counter says, "How do you like this this hot weather? What are you doing?" I said, "It's just, you know, you just got to deal with it. It's that time of year." But everybody was noticing. The whole idea behind it is that we've been, I would say, more fortunate than many areas around the country the last few years. We've seen a lot of heat waves, but I think here in north central and northern Wisconsin, in terms of not being in hot weather that is just absolutely miserable, we've been more than fortunate than many parts of the country.
No, I would agree. Absolutely. I mean, the temperatures aren't in the 100s and we don't have to worry about hurricanes, so
no, we don't. At least not up to this point.
Yeah.
And this tornadoes from time to time. Yeah. You know, sometimes we get those tornadoes. In fact, I did see there was a tornado warning in the northern part of the state last night. When I got home from my ball game, I was checking things out and I saw there had been a tornado warning just in the northern part of the state. I'm not surprised. That's the way this weather is. You know, when you have that juicy weather, things can start to build up, and that's one of the things we're going to keep an eye on later today when these thunderstorms do move through the area. When you do have the hot and the humid weather meeting with maybe some cooler weather behind it, it can lead to some severe weather, whether periods, thunderstorms, or even tornadic activity. And of course, Brittany Merlot and the rest of the 98.9 WXCO and Civic Media weather team will keep us up to speed on any potential for severe weather as we get later into our Wednesday.
They certainly will. I got an update on my phone about 15 minutes ago that said we had a flood warning in certain parts of Wisconsin. So watch out for that too.
Yep, absolutely. Do not go plowing through water. You never know how deep it is.
Really bad for your tires.
The time is 7:59. Coming up, we will have an information update to have the news, weather, and sports from around the country, around the world, around Wisconsin, and around the area, plus a look at the weather and also entertainment. It all is put together in a nice, tidy package at the top and the bottom of every hour. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. We'll get it back to a Pat Kreitlow. Another hour still to go. It's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WXCO. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. 73 degrees under cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. Live from our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. And I wanted to remind folks again, one of the things I'm going to be keeping an eye on over the next year or so as we head towards 2026 and the midterm elections is where the parties go, especially here in Wisconsin, here in central Wisconsin. We heard a conversation in the last hour of Pat Kreitlow's program with Christian Phelps talking about how he voted against the state budget and explained where he stands in terms of a member of the Democratic Party. And I do think that it's going to be interesting to see where Democrats decide to move in terms of trying to get more electoral victories, and also with a gubernatorial race coming up, where the Republicans are going. And before I discuss that, one area that average voters and citizens have in terms of letting their voice be heard on where they want their politics to go, whether it's through their representatives or within their parties, is showing up at certain events. And we do have three different events that you can have your voice be heard here in Wausau over the next couple of days. I have mentioned yesterday about a couple of events coming up tomorrow. There's going to be another Tom Tiffany rally at his Wausau office on Stewart Avenue, 2620 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Again, it is a noontime rally to let Congressman Tiffany know that there are folks that do not appreciate his vote when it came to the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. But from 12 until 1:30 p.m., 2620 Stewart Avenue in Wausau, in front of Tom Tiffany's Wausau office, there is going to be another rally. So again, you can show up there and let your voice be heard. Also, there is going to be an event at the Marathon County Public Library tomorrow, a Fair Maps community hearing that's being put on, sponsored by the League of Women Voters, as, of course, Fair Maps is still a very important issue, and it's always temporary issue because the maps get changed all the time. But if you want to let your voice be heard in terms of this Fair Maps issue, and again, in terms of ultimately how many representatives in state government there are from the Democratic Party or from the Republican Party, the maps do have a very, very important aspect. This Fair Maps community hearing at the Marathon County Public Library in downtown Wausau will be at 6 p.m. also tomorrow on Thursday. And there's one other event that is coming up on Saturday. There is going to be a Defend Democracy protest going on at the corner of Stewart Avenue and 17th Avenue in Wausau from 12 noon until 2 p.m. And it is a Defend Democracy protest to speak out against the unconstitutional actions of the current administration. So again, there are opportunities for folks here in Wausau to speak out, to let their voice be heard, and also just generally let people know they don't like where a lot of things are going.
That's right.
And often you think, well, what does it mean? What does it matter? If you look at American history going back many, many years, you see that often the protests take a lot of time. They grow. Yeah. And one protest will not move the needle. Maybe not two or three. But if you continue to go out and just say, hey, we see what you're doing, we disagree with what you're doing, ultimately, elected representatives do listen. And if you just let them get away with it and feel like you're not listening, they won't listen as well. So again, these three opportunities to get out and let your voice be heard twice tomorrow and then on Saturday afternoon as well. Something else I wanted to mention here, mm-hmm. because as we go into the next year or so, it's going to be very interesting to see how members of both parties react to recent results. And I think we heard a little bit in the last hour with Christian Phelps. But also, and this one I kind of, it's like, oh boy, already. But,
oh boy, what happened?
Well, the race for governor is going to be starting up big time sometime in the future. Okay. Because in November 2026, there's going to be another gubernatorial election in Wisconsin. But we are going to start seeing the first ads for the governor's race.
Oh, no.
There's a man named Bill Berrien. He is a Republican businessman. He is the first candidate for Wisconsin governor to buy campaign ads in this race. He is a wealthy businessman. He is spending $400,000 in cable, TV, radio, and online ads.
That's a lot of money.
But the thing that kind of jumps out about this first Republican jumping into the ad pool, trying to win the Republican primary for governor and be on the general election ballot. In the ad, and again, this is something I'm going to keep an eye on. How are people going to run? Are they going to run towards Donald Trump if you're a Republican, or try to give a little space between themselves and Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump's numbers are not good right now. But
no, his approval rating is definitely dipped.
Berrien in his commercial says, quote, "I'm an outsider and a businessman like President Trump." Ooh, boy. As somebody who is not a supporter of Donald Trump, I say, Bill Berrien, go for it. Wrap yourself around Donald Trump, because I don't think that's a winning strategy. Maybe it's a winning strategy to win a primary for a Republican governor.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a strategy to win a general election. Because I don't see Donald Trump turning it around big time before 2026. But
me neither.
I'm going to warn everybody out there, be aware that the respite from campaign ads will be coming to an end pretty soon.
Oh boy.
But Bill Berrien, and the thing about it is, an outsider and a businessman. Well, Donald Trump's a lousy businessman. That's my opinion, folks. Hey, we got coming up in our final segment, our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
As you are 1 for 2 so far this week. So that means you have a chance, if you get it right today, to clinch a passing grade for this week.
Yep, I got to focus on
and
today.
And I always try to give you a topic that maybe you're going to like. And today I'm going to give you one that you're going to like as well.
Okay. What is it?
It is Disneyland.
Oh.
You're Mr.
Awesome.
Disney here. So we're going to give
you a
Disneyland number for the day.
I'm excited for that one.
So we're going to have that coming up as part of our final segment at 8:52.
Awesome.
We're going to have an information update and then back to Pat Kreitlow for more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Surround you. Well,
you're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:52. Again, 73 degrees in downtown Wausau. It is still cloudy, but it's not going to stay that way, apparently. It looks as though we could get some significant rainfall as we get later into the day. In fact, we've seen a rather large area of rain that's been moving over the border in the western part of the state from Minnesota, and it's expected that later this afternoon that we could be getting some of this rain. In fact, I'm looking at the radar right now. maybe not even this afternoon, but it looks as though we will be getting some rain. Hopefully not so much that it does postpone or cancel our scheduled American Legion softball broadcast tonight. I am scheduled to be in Merrill as Wausau Post 10 takes on Merrill, 6:20 airtime right here on 98.9 WXCO. Obviously get a chance to see some of the young people on the softball diamond, but Ian and myself yesterday had an opportunity after the show to go on over to Wausau East High School and one of their summer courses, a social studies course, and had a chance to talk a little bit about the media, talk about journalism, talk about just general things that we deal with here on WXCO with a group of students at Wausau East, and I found it to be very interesting, found it to be thought-provoking in certain ways, to have to think about, be asked about, where do we get our information from in terms of news and the like, and to think about the young people and their voting patterns and how it may affect elections in the near future with some of the young people. I found it very interesting. What did you think about our visit to Wausau East yesterday morning?
I thought it was very cool. To me, it's always nice to pass down some of our knowledge and experiences to the younger generation to give that knowledge and see what they'll take away from it in their lives. And they actually had some really good questions as well. It got me thinking too.
And I just, when you are in the room and you think about, and I think for folks out there tuned in right now, you think about how you look at the political world. You talk when you think about the world of news and what we digest on a daily basis, and then you have a chance to sit in a room with a number of young people, teenagers, and you think about how they are getting their information and how they are digesting the information and digesting what's going on politically in this world. It's really interesting to think about in terms of where we are now and what it could mean for the future. And at a time where there's, I think, a lot of concern about where we are politically and where we are journalistically in terms of we're seeing some of these issues involving major media corporations and the maybe lack of independence within their journalistic departments because of pressure and lawsuits from the administration. There are so many questions that need to be answered, but also in terms of, boy, how you get your information, because it changes so very quickly. The era of AI, the era of just incredible speed when it comes to information going from one part of the globe to another part of the globe.
That's right.
And at times I get confused by it, and I get worried by it. So, again, I found that to be able to be involved with, see those kids and to think about where they are. And also because, I'm older. I'm not as old as you are, but you're not as old as I am. I'm much older than you are. But I'm thinking about where I stand and how these kids, and they're going to be, going even deeper into the future. Again, I just think that's why we need to be engaged. And then we talked about these events coming up, and there's different ways to be engaged. You can send a letter to the editor. We see often, say, in the Wausau Pilot and Review, the letters to the editor. You can make a call, and one of the things here on Civic Media, all of our shows take the phone calls, and folks can call in and talk to our statewide host and give their opinions on what's going on politically. Or just as simple as reading a story. I mean, that's being involved as well. So I just found situations like we had yesterday to be around young people to think about, not just where we are today, but where we were going in the future. I think it's very,
very incredible experience.
And I think as well for folks out there, you have young people in your lives, talk to them about what they're reading or what they're hearing when it comes to politics and news and the like as well. So I was very happy to be able to talk to and Ian as well, to these folks at Wausau East. In fact, the teacher of that
group is going to be coming in here. We'll be hearing from him on Monday of next week. So
nice.
Talk a little bit about, you know, maybe what he hears and what he sees when it comes to the young people and the way they digest politics and news, and and find out a little bit more about that, because sometimes I do think that we focus on the older folks, and maybe I think we need to focus a little bit on the younger folks and how they are digesting the information that they're getting during this very, very interesting time in our country's history.
I agree.
But let's wrap things up as we do each and every weekday with our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
We give Ian a quiz, one of which we have three choices, one of which is the number for the day. And based on the math, he should get one out of three right, 33%. So anything above 33% is a passing grade. If he gets more right than wrong, it's a winning week. Four out of five right is an A grade. And then, of course, he gets the gold star for a perfect week.
That's right.
Today?
Disneyland.
Disneyland. Today is the anniversary of the opening of the Disneyland Park in nice. Anaheim, California. The number for the day is, what year did Disneyland open in Anaheim, California?
Okay, what are my choices?
Your choices are 1955, 1965, 1975.
1955, 65. Okay, I'm going to say 1955. 1955 is my final answer.
Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California on this very date, July the 16th, 1955.
Yes.
70 years ago today.
Man.
Well, two out of three.
Happy anniversary, Disneyland.
You have a passing grade. We'll go for a winning week tomorrow.
Awesome.
We'll see you then.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Have a great day.
Matt and Air on Air coming up next on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.